Chapter 5 The Cave. For 2 days the She-Wolf and One-Eye stayed near the Indian camp. The She-Wolf wanted to go to the camp, but One-Eye did not. Then, on the 3rd day, one of the Indians saw One-Eye and tried to shoot him with a gun. He did not kill One-Eye, but One-Eye was afraid. Finally, the wolves left the camp. They walked for a couple of days. The She-Wolf was searching for something. Her body was getting very big. She couldn't run very fast. She was pregnant. Finally, the She-Wolf found the place that she was looking for. It was a small cave with a narrow entrance. It was next to a stream. When she saw the cave, she ran to it and entered it. Inside, it was small, dry, and comfortable. She laid down and relaxed. She was very happy. One Eye was hungry. He tried to go to sleep in the cave, but he could not sleep. It was now spring, and the weather was very good. One Eye wanted to go outside and enjoy the sunshine. One Eye wanted the She-Wolf to go outside with him, but she was too tired. Therefore, he went outside alone. The sun was very bright, and the snow was melting. He walked to the stream. For the next 8 hours, One Eye looked for animals to kill and eat. He found some rabbits, but he did not catch them. He returned to the cave hungry. When One Eye returned to the cave, he heard strange sounds inside. When he went inside the cave, the She-Wolf gave him a look and said,
"Stay away."
Therefore, he did not go near the She-Wolf. He wondered what the strange sounds were. That night, One Eye slept near the entrance of the cave. In the morning, he heard the strange noises again. He wanted to know what was making the noises. The She-Wolf again looked at him angrily, so he did not go near her. One Eye saw, however, that there was something lying between the She-Wolf's legs. It was 5 tiny puppies. Although One Eye had been a father in the past, he was still surprised to see these baby wolves. One Eye needed to find food for his family. He left the cave and walked for a long time. As he walked, he saw a large bird. He caught the bird. When he began to eat it, he remembered the She-Wolf and the babies at the cave. He then began to carry the bird to the cave. Then he found a large rabbit and killed it. Because he could not carry both of the animals to the cave, he ate the bird himself and took the rabbit to the cave. The She-Wolf was very happy about the rabbit. She licked One Eye's neck to thank him. One Eye was very happy. He was a good father.